So as I was stepping out, I just shut the door and I was trying to put on my shoes outside the door. Then I heard them talking about me. Oh, I feel like I'm better than people. I have this over-sabi mindset and all this blah, 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 blah. I was really hurt. Just put on my shoes and walked away and never looked back.
Hi, guys. Salam. I hope you guys are all doing great. It's so nice to be here today again. I just want to say, oh my God, thank God for good health. Like last week, or I think was it the week before then, I was ill. And then yesterday I had like the worst cold. I don't know if you guys can still tell from my voice. I even thought it was COVID. Anyway, so nice to be here again today. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, my voice. Anyway, today's episode is actually really, really interesting. And I love the fact that it's for everyone. It's not like, oh, it's for this category of people or it's for that category of people. Everyone will benefit from this episode. Basically, Omita and I were just sharing our friendship experiences, you know, the good ones, the bad ones, the ones that have left us with trauma that we cannot explain. Me especially. Okay, yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please, I really appreciate it if you guys leave us like a 5-star. If you're listening to this from Apple Podcast, if you're listening to this from Apple Podcast, please give us a 5-star review. It's going to mean a lot. Just take out time now as you are listening. Oh yeah, take out time and give us that review. Anyway, since today's episode is about friendship, I would like to give a shout out to all my friends that are listening to this today. I love you guys so much. You guys are so supportive. And I said all my friends that are listening. So if you know that there's a friend that is not listening, don't go and tell them I give them a shout out, because it's not them. It's you guys that are listening. I just want to give a shout out to all my friends. Like, I know the people that will listen to this, and I love you guys so much. I love all your support. I appreciate all your support offline. I don't want to start mentioning names, but you guys, you know yourselves. Thank you so, so much. So let's get into today's episode.
Okay, guys, so today we're here with the beautiful Omita, and we're going to have such an amazing conversation. I really am looking forward to hearing all the gems she's going to drop on this episode. Omita, please, can you introduce yourself and tell us, like, what you do?
Hi, guys. My name is Omita Rabiu, and I'm an interior designer. Well, I used to be a blogger. I'm still a blogger. I don't know. That's a story for another day. I'm from Kano State, and I'm a family person.
So, so nice to have you here, honestly. So today, basically, we're just going to be speaking on the whole friendship thing. Like, I think almost everyone would say they have struggled one way or another when it comes to friendships. And I just want to know, like, can you just tell us more about your childhood and how your friendship journey has been so far? Like, would you say you've always struggled with making friends, or maybe, like, or not?
Honestly, it's quite easy for me to make friends. Like, I'm a very bubbly person to the people around me. So it's very easy for me to make friends. If I do say so myself, I am a very lovable person. So, honestly, once I get to talk to a few people and our energies align, we just become friends. So growing up, I had so many friends. Oh my God, like when I was getting married, I think I had almost 80 bridesmaids, because I had that big of a circle. So one thing led to another, and my friends and I just stopped being friends. I don't want to go in depth to talk about all that, but something very minor happened and everybody just turned against me. So I just decided to move on and just have other friends, or just stick with the people that have been good to me. I know with friendship, people think you deserve loyalty from your friends and all that, but let me tell you this, nobody is loyal to you. People are only loyal to what they can get from you and how they can grow through you and all that. I don't know. My friendships have just been so fake from the beginning. I can say I have a few friends that are really good to me that I absolutely love. I can say right now I have about 3 people that I absolutely love, and I feel like our friendship is for life, not like all the dead friendships I had in the past. So growing up, I've had so many betrayals. Oh my God, I would cry. I would go back to that same person and just like insert myself back into the friendship. It was so toxic. But I just felt like I needed to be friends with people since we started the friendship, maybe as kids and all that. But growing up, you learn a few things and then you just have to move on, whether you like it or not.
Oh my God, I relate so much to what you say. Like for me, I wouldn't really say I've had like very, very bad friendships, but I find it very hard to leave friendships, like if you know what I mean. Like how you said, like they were so horrible to you, but you found yourself still going back. And sometimes, you know, it's like because you just feel like, oh, we've been friends for so long, you can't just cut this person off just like that. And you just keep going back to this very toxic, you know, relationship. Like it or not, friendships are also like relationships.
Honestly, I feel like it got toxic because, you know, as a kid, you just open up to people and you just want to have them like, oh, this is my friend, so they need to know everything there is to know about my life. You open up completely and you put your absolute trust in this person. You feel like this person is maybe your sibling and they cannot cross you over and they won't stab you in the back. But to your own surprise, something happens and you just have to move on.
Yeah, and then you can always have friends, but they don't really need to know everything about you. Like, it's like, oh, this person is my friend, but she doesn't really know. But then I have a friend that will know everything about me.
Yeah, but I was the kind of person that opens up easily. I will open up in 5 minutes. I lacked boundaries. I really lacked boundaries back then because I would tell you the whole story of my life 5 minutes after meeting you. So, now that I've grown up, I don't really talk much, honestly. I just keep things to myself. I try to be mysterious because that's what pays. Like, don't tell people about your life. Just be mysterious and just keep some things private to you.
Yeah, okay, when you speak about, like, oh, you, when you meet people, you're very, very nice. You know, you said it earlier on. And like, how are you able to make new friends? Because for some of us, especially me, it's so difficult. I don't know how to put myself out there. Like, for example, I've known you for a very, very long time. Yeah. And we're not
how
really... I think from Instagram or something.
No,
Sadi.
I don't know how we met.
Yeah, I think Sadi.
Yeah, probably through Sadi.
Yeah. And then, but we're still not, like, very, 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 very close. And
I like our friendship because if there's something that needs to be done together, we do it together.
Exactly.
We just don't get invasive with each other's lives.
But then I would, for the life of me, I don't even know how to make friends. Like, I in school, I can remember after I got to uni, I spent like almost how many weeks, like a month or so, before I made my four friends. And trust me, those four friends, yeah, those four friends are still my friends up till today. Like, I didn't really make any other close friends. And alhamdulillah, like, it's been, you know, nice and everything. But, like, for you, how are you able to put yourself out there? And the three friends that you're very, very close to now, I don't know if this is personal, but, like, have you always known them or did you make them?
No, I made them. So, let's talk about school. Like you said, you made your four friends in school. You struggled to make them. So I met my friends in school, not the three people, one of them. I met her in school and it was, I don't know how it happened. It was just a struggle to be friends. We weren't friends. We would just be like, oh, do you have notes on such, like, do you have notes on so-so thing? Okay, do you have this? Do you have that? Can you help me do this? And eventually, at the final semester, when we were about to graduate, we became friends. That's how crazy it is. So that's the only friend I can say I made in school. Then I have a few acquaintances that I have from school. But in school, I was a very, very low-key loner. Whatever free time I get, I just get back to my car and just sit there. I eat in my car. So I did not eat with people. I was just all on my own. And it was healthy for me because once stuff start happening, you can't stop them. In 100 level, I made two friends. I don't want to call their names, but I hope they listen to this because I want you to know why I stopped talking to you guys. So what happened was I made two friends and we got really close. I didn't tell them my life story, but we were so close that I would invite them to my house for lunch and all that. So one day we went to the hostel, to their rooms, and we were talking about something. I can't remember what. So I was like, oh, I need to go. There's an exam going on. So I needed to go to the hall in advance so that I could queue up and not be late and all that. So as I was stepping out, I just shut the door and I was trying to put on my shoes outside the door. Then I heard them talking about me. Oh, I feel like I'm better than people. I have this over Sabi mindset and all this blah, 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 blah. I was really hurt. just put on my shoes and walked away and never looked back.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Up until today, they have no idea why I stopped talking to them. But that's the reason. I hope you listen to this episode and then you understand. I'm not looking for an apology or anything, but we're grown-ups. Let's all move on. So yeah, there's that.
Like, do you know, sometimes I'm always so scared to hear what people have to say about me, but you really, really did so good as you just walked away. I would, like, but when you met them, like, after that, like, were you, like, if they speak to you, how did you react? You just shut them out. Like, how did you do it?
I was just giving them one sentence answers, and that was it. Eventually, they figured I wasn't interested in the friendship, and they just removed themselves. So that was it. So to answer your question, you said, how do I put myself out there?
Yeah.
I don't really put myself out there, because if you put yourself out there, you're going to attract all the wrong crowds and everything. Being on your own, being in your own environment, if it's meant to be, it's going to happen. Your friend will find you. For example, my closest friend in the world, Hidayah. I met Hidayah. Well, I've known Hidayah since back in the day. Mm-hmm. I've known her for a very long time, but we weren't close. We weren't tight.
Yeah.
It's just a hello, hi, something. So she reached out to me in 2020 and she wanted to do like a joint business and whatnot. It's an interior decoration thing. By the way, she's an amazing interior designer. So you guys can check her out. You guys can check her out. The name of the business is Upscale Designs. So yeah, she reached out to me in 2020 that, oh, she has this idea, this bridal thing that we can do, blah, 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 blah. We started working on the project and then we rekindled our friendship. And now it's just been good, honestly. Alhamdulillah. So she found me. I didn't have to put myself out there. She didn't have to put herself out there. It was just something that led to another and we became very close.
Yeah, like for me, I would never force friendship. Like if it happens, happens. Yeah. I would never ever put myself in a situation whereby I feel like I'm forcing the friendship, or just like the other person is just feeling like I'm putting them in a box and just trying to like force. I can never. Honestly, and I'm not one to put myself out there. I think for me, when it comes to this whole friendship thing, I have like serious trauma from secondary school. First of all, I'm not even trying to blame anybody or anything, because at the end of the day, we're all very young, and there are stuff that you do to people, and to you, it was nothing, but then it has so much impact in their life that, because wallahi, I still have nightmares up till this year. I still have nightmares about the whole thing, because I was friends with this person, and one thing led to another. We had like a small misunderstanding, and before I knew it, they were in my dorm coming to come and beat me. And like, do you understand? And it was so crazy, because I knew that I wouldn't have done the same thing to that person. But like I said, we were very young, and maybe it was just like, we're going to show her and everything. But up till today, like, it has really, 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 I'm still battling with that trauma, and I just feel like I have to be very, very careful with the type of friends that I make, because maybe I will take this person this certain way, and they don't take me like that, and it's going to end up affecting me again and again and again, and I can't go through this again.
See, I feel like I open up to people 100% and I let you in. I love you. I absolutely love you. But then you go ahead to just stab me in the back. I give you my all. I'm always, if I could, I'm always trying to make myself, my friends, I'm trying to take them along with me to better ourselves. It's always about self-development with
You know, sorry to cut you off, but like, even you and I that are not really, really close, I can see that, like, you're always trying to, carry us along, like, exactly. Something as little as a YouTube black, for me, it was such a huge thing, the fact that you're just trying to get us on our knees, because I'm like, if it was other people, they won't even tell us how to get there.
Exactly. Any little thing I find out that is going to help me, I share it with my friends. Like, I carry them along. For example, you and Saidi, whatever comes out of YouTube, and Aisha, I tell you guys, whatever I hear from YouTube, I tell you guys, if there's a business idea that I want to do, I call my friend Baby Isha, oh, this is something I want us to do, or this is something I think you should do. I try to tell her things to do with all that. With Hidayah, it's the same thing. With Nasaiba, it's the same thing. Well, I've just listed all my three friends.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I try to just carry all my friends along with me, honestly. I'm all for self-development and betterment of our lives and all that. But most people are not like that. You know, sometimes you feel like, I take this person sincerely, like, you. I put you close to my heart, and it's just something I want us to do to grow together. But most people, they don't want to grow together. They want to be better than you. And the minute you are getting close to where they are, they just try to sabotage you and just put you down.
Mm-hmm.
That's my main problem with being friends with a lot of people.
Like, do you understand? Like, you, for example, they told me that someone was gossiping about me and they don't know who the person was. And the person said she's my friend. And they called the name of a school that I don't even know if I have friends there. Do you understand? Like, I'm just trying to crack my brain. Who is this person? Because I know my friends. Like, I know my friends.
You know, the thing is, random people that maybe they've seen a snippet of you or they've seen you somewhere and they've said hello to you one time, they go around telling people that you are friends. That's what I hate about people. People go around telling people that you are friends when you actually are not friends. People that are just like, they just see you one time. You have one conversation. They go around telling the entire world that you are friends. Oh, she's my friend. I've known her for a while. And it comes down to the social climbers and the name droppers. They try to drop your name so that people would think you guys are friends. I don't even get it. Like, I don't get it at all. Why would you go through the whole struggle of name dropping? What do I have in this life? Who am I in this life?
Like, even me, when people say something, I'm just like, I'm nothing. Like, maybe the only thing that... Exactly. It's just followers at the end of the
day. It's just followers. It's nothing. It's just followers. But people would want to say that they are your friends. And then they will say one stupid thing about you. That will come back to you. And you'll not be thinking, who is this person? Who is this person? Where did they get this thing? Where, like, it just doesn't make sense. So, guys, keep to yourself and your one friend. That's all you need in life.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes I think as people we should be able to differentiate between my friend and someone I'm just acquainted to. Like,
exactly.
Like, it's not everybody that is your friend. So as you're also listening to our story, you should also, like, I don't know, like, what we have to say, you should also, like, check your life. And wallah, he's not everybody that says that they are your friend are your friend. Like, you just know some people. Like, I know a lot of people, but they are not my friends. And sometimes maybe I'll just not say it so that they don't feel bad. But, like, they are not my friends. But, like you were saying earlier, at the end of the day, it's just really God. Like, it's only Allah that can protect you, like, when it comes to friendships. And it's just, like, boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, you know? Yeah. So, when you find the right person,
it's
always, yeah,
like,
and stick to them.
Feels forced. Any friendship that you feel like you are forcing yourself on this person, it's not a friendship. It's better for you to just remove yourself from that situation. Like, don't even stress your life. It's not worth it.
Yeah, and we don't speak about how deep friendship is. Like, it's so deep.
Oh my
and
God, it's so deep. It penetrates into your life, your personal space, and your privacy.
Especially for me, oh my God, I love my friends so much. I think I just recently started becoming, like, less possessive when it comes to my friends. Because
no,
I can't be that person.
I'm not possessive with my friends. I am not. I am not. You know, for example, I have this friend. She has a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of my closest friends. She has a lot of friends. She has other close friends.
Three.
Yeah, but I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the second friend in the group as well. She has a lot of friends as well. But I'm not bothered because everybody has their spot. Everybody has their place in her life. It's not like everybody will compete for this one spot. I am in her life as a friend. I have my spot. This other person is in her life. They have their own spot. So I don't see any reason. I don't see any reason to be possessive, like, at all.
I'm just learning that because I am, like, oh, my friends, oh my God. I just reduced just the way I am because I can be like, oh my God, so you have another friend. I'm sad.
No, yeah. Sometimes when you see them going out on dates, doing fun things, and you're left out, you'll be like, oh, so it's like that.
Can we speak about the whole friendship heartbreaks? Like, how do you move on when, you know, move on and heal? Like, when you exactly, like, somebody like me now, I haven't healed from this thing that happened to me almost 10 years ago. Do you understand? Like, but how do you ever, because we don't talk about friendship heartbreaks. Sometimes I'll find myself talking to some people because I don't even want to go through the heartbreak of, like, when I stop talking to them. So I just find myself still talking to these people. So how do you even, like, move on when a friend hurts you? How are you able to just cut them off and be like, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm just done. Do you understand?
No. The thing is, let me tell you a story. I had a friend back in the day, like, about 10 years ago. We were so close. We became friends in SS1, I think. We became really tight. And to add a bonus, she's a family friend.
Oh.
her mom and my mom were friends. We became really close friends, and one thing led to another. People got involved, third parties in the relationship and all that. And then we stopped talking. We just stopped talking. That was it. It really hurt me. I'm still hurt when I think about it, because it was over something so insignificant. But I don't know, maybe because we were kids back in the day and we couldn't... we were not kids because we were over 20. No, we were not over... almost 10 years, not 10 years exactly. We were over 18, and I would say we were in our 20s, like early 20s, maybe 20 or 21 when the thing happened. But we didn't have the mindset to sit down and talk about it and see what happened. Let's get over it. Okay, what caused this problem? Like, what is this little glitch that we are having? No, we just decided to cut off each other and just move on with our lives. It was a flex to cut off people. And now that I have grown up, guys, I'm 27 years old and I've learned so many things. I mean, cutting off people is not the way forward. Honestly, you cannot keep burning bridges just like that because one inconvenience happened and you just cut off the person entirely. When you cut them off, you're going to miss them. I'm talking from experience. Don't cut off people. Create healthy boundaries. By creating healthy boundaries, everything will work out fine. Okay, something happens. Sit down and talk about it. They have overstepped a boundary. Talk to them. Okay, this is my boundary. I don't want you being involved in this thing or that thing. For example, maybe let's say you have a family and you don't post your kids and they just post your children on Instagram or something. You can talk to them. I don't post my kids. Why would you post my kids for me? You know it's a boundary that I've set and you've crossed it. Okay, I don't like you carrying my gist around. It's a boundary. If I tell you something, you just keep it to yourself. You don't tell other people. If they do it, talk to them. Create that boundary. It's not about if someone talks about you or something, you just decide to cut them off. That's not the way forward. Because whatever it is in this life, somebody must definitely talk about you. And there's nothing you can do about it. It is what it is.
Yeah, and speaking on cutting people, like friends off, I think for me, it does, like, I have never done it before and I don't think I can. Like, I don't know how to cut people off because I feel like that's such a mean thing to do.
No,
like,
but sometimes you have to be mean.
Yeah, I understand, but like, for me, I just feel like, oh my God, it's so deep. It's so, so deep. Like what I
see. You know, but when you cut off some people, they don't cut off, like they keep off, like they keep gluing they keep gluing themselves back to you, right?
Yeah, I know. But okay, so I have friends like in my circle and we all know our flaws.
Yeah, embracing your flaws is the number one way of growing up and healing.
So we know our flaws, and I know, okay, this particular friend, I shouldn't do this with this person. I should, and the same way I'm accepting them and their flaws, same way they're accepting me and my flaws, because I know I'm not perfect. Do you understand? Yeah. So I think even when it comes to friendships, you just have to realize that, okay, this is how this person is. Not that they'll do one wrong thing to you. And do you know, I'm so surprised you're saying this, because I've always thought you were someone that is just ready to cut people off, like any small thing, because you know, no, before you like to post, you know, I'm gonna cut you off.
No, I've actually cut off a lot of people from my life, Fatima. From the years that you've known me in your life, you know, I had so many friends. Aren't you surprised that I have just three people right now?
But the older you grow, honestly, the more your friends reduce.
Yes. The older you get, the more like smaller your circle grows.
Yeah, it's just part of growth, honestly.
Yeah, because you know what I believe? You can't be friends with someone if you don't have a lot in common. You need to have some aspect of your life that is similar to that person. You cannot be friends with someone that doesn't have the same mindset.
That's true, but like at the end of the day, always make sure you give, like, especially people you've been around for a very long, around with for a very long time, it's always good to like give people benefits of doubt. Like,
yeah,
especially not always, but like just try if it's not working for you, because there's betrayal and then there's faults, like there's just there are mistakes and there's betrayals. There's betrayal, like betrayal is the one that you can't, there's stuff that like your deal breakers that you know you can never forgive. Do you understand? And then there's stuff that you know that, oh okay, I can move past this. Or sometimes you forgive some people and then you know how you are with them.
If you look at it, all the whole betrayal that people are shouting, betrayal, it's not necessarily betrayal. Like, this person did not snatch your boyfriend. This person did not do anything This person did not do anything that big. It's just, oh, she spoke about me. She said this about me. Let me just cut her off. Bruh. It's not that deep.
Then, but about moving on, we don't know how to move on because I think maybe we.
No, you can move on once you've made your mind that I'm going to move on. Whatever memories of that person that are coming to your mind, delete them, remove them. Just move on. Make your mind that you're going to move on, and you will move on. Whatever memories come to you, feel your hurt, feel it, let it consume you. But don't ever reach out to that person again because you've decided to cut them off. Number one, block them, unfollow them, block them, delete their number, delete their mommy's number, delete their daddy's number. Block everybody that you know that knows them. Guys, I'm joking. Don't do that. Just block them and move on.
And it's okay to cry. It's okay to mourn a friendship. I think we don't really speak about that, but it's really okay for you to mourn a friendship. Like, oh my God, this person did this thing to me and it hurts me and I'm just going to cry over it because it's a breakup and it's even very, very personal. Like, I think friendship heartbreaks are more painful than relationship heartbreaks They are, yeah, for me, they are, honestly, because I feel like boyfriends, I just have it in my head that, oh, it's possible it can end. Do you understand? But for friendships, you don't go into it thinking, oh, I'm going to stop being friends with this person.
It's possible it can end. Don't do that.
Yeah, no, but I'm not saying, like, their relationships, anything can happen, especially what happened to me. So I'm really just at this stage, a point in my life, I just feel like anything, it's possible. Like, it's possible.
Friendship heartbreaks are very painful. So just go to therapy and you'll be fine.
I should go to therapy. Anyway, would you consider yourself a good friend? Like, if not even you, like for people that are listening, like, how do you know you're a good friend? Especially like in Ariwa, Nigeria, you know how our community is and everything, and how sometimes, like, let's not even speak about the fact that you go for your friend's wedding and you would buy a shoe and you'd be there throughout the wedding. No, listen, let me land. You would do all the things that you're supposed to do for the wedding, and then when they're taking her to her husband's house in front of you, they'll be saying, "He a hankali da kawaii."
Oh,
but
that's
and it's like, excuse me, we're right here and we did all these things for this person. Anyway, they're like, how do you just like, how do you know you're a good friend, honestly? What should be your responsibility as a friend? Like, what should friendship consist of?
Personally, I would say I'm a good friend. Like, I'm an overly good friend. I'm trying to even reduce my goodness because it's too much. I give too much. I invest too much into friendships. Honestly, I give my time. I give my mental health. I give my space, my energy. I put too much into it. Number one, I think to be a good friend, you need to want your friends to grow. Like, you need to carry them along whatever opportunity you get. But these days, people don't do that. And I still do that. I'm not bragging or anything. I still do that. And you have to be loyal to your friend. Like, you need to defend them. I'm not saying your friend is fighting this person. Go out and fight them without any reason. Because your friend is fighting this person, so you have to fight this person. I used to have that mindset, but I don't have it anymore. Your enemy is your enemy. Your enemy is not my enemy. So, just defend your friends. For example, when you hear people saying bad stuff about your friend, you can choose to defend your friend. Even though I did that recently and it backfired. So, I don't know. Yeah. So, there's that. And just always being there for your friend. If your friend needs you, you have to be there for them. For example, maybe they're having a mental breakdown. You will be there for them. Just make sure you are there for them. Your friend is going through maybe a sickness or something. Be there for them. They just had a baby. Be there for them. Just be there for your friend. For me, I feel like this is the most basic thing you can do for your friend to show that you are a good friend. To some people, I might not be a good friend because I'm the kind of person that sometimes gets too absorbed into my life. And a true friend should understand that we all have lives and we get busy sometimes. So I'm not going to be there for you like 100% of the time. But I'll try my best to be there for you 90% of the time. Because we have things to take care of. Especially us that have kids and whatnot.
As a good friend, honestly, 100%, like, you need to show up.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, and for me, sometimes I just do it because of God. Because it's not all the time that you get it back in return. Yeah. But just do it, like, just make sure that when it, from your own end,
because you want to do it.
Exactly. And again, like you said, like, I feel for me, friendship also is just understanding the type of person your friends with.
my friends, sometimes they know that if they call me, I might not pick their calls. And it's really nothing personal. Sometimes phone calls give me anxiety. Mm-hmm. And just text me, or you know how to reach me, or you can call me and I'm not picking. It's not like I don't love you or something, but you just need to kind of understand the person you're friends with. I'm really bad when it comes to like communicating through the phone. And my friends will just say they're going to stop being friends with me because I'm not picking their calls all the time, or because I didn't call them for like a week or something. Do you understand? Like, you just grow to the point that you know that you don't talk every time like us, but when you need me, I will be there. And when I need you, like, you would be there. So I think at the end of the day, that's just what, for me, I consider, yeah, just being there for a friend when they're around. And when, yeah, exactly. So like, I like, a good friend should know when to like tell their friend like it's okay, like, yeah, you've done enough, like alhamdulillah for you, you know. So like, how do we set boundaries, you know, and have a healthy friendship, you know? Just tell us more about setting boundaries. You know, you said you've really grown when it comes to like friendships, like from having almost 80 bridesmaids to just having 3 friends. Yeah. How were you able to just like, even with your new friends now, I'm sure you're able to set boundaries with them, because setting boundaries is really, really important.
You know, boundaries don't need to be communicated verbally, right? It's just in your conduct, and people will understand that. For example, let's say I'm poking into your life, we're very tight. For example, I'm married, you're not married. And then I would want to find out the reason why you are married. Why are you not married? Mm-hmm. Fatima, why are you not married? And I'm trying to just poke into your life to get that. If you don't respond to me, I would know that this is a no-go area. If you just maybe, the way you respond to me or something, if I'm a smart person, I should know that that is a no-go area and I should let you be. So for example, setting boundaries doesn't need to be communicated verbally. Or if I do something and you could just be like, please don't ask me that, it's something personal to me, I don't want to share, I'm not ready to share, or it's something I don't want to talk about. And then I should understand, not even about talking, maybe people come to your house every single day, oh my god, you can be like, please don't come all the time. You are my friend. We have this understanding. You can only come maybe once a week or once a month or whatever works for you. Don't just show up anytime. You need to notify me in advance. I hate it when people come to my house unannounced. I will ignore you. I swear to God, I'll hear you pressing the bell. My house girl will come and check. She'll come and tell me. I'll tell her not to open. Just tell them I'm sleeping or something. You cannot come to my house unannounced, because I might be in my pajamas and just chilling in my house and you come and break my chilling. So just set boundaries.
But you know, it's so true, because like, I see so many people having friends and there's zero boundaries. Like zero, especially in Ariwa, it's so crazy that you can be sitting in and someone will just walk into your house and everything. But for you to be able to like communicate with your friends, and it's really nothing personal. It's just, these are my boundaries. Like, for me, my boundaries, especially in my house, is my room. Oh my god, I can't explain to you how much it pisses me off. And when people touch my stuff,
you know, okay, so my friends know that my stuff are in no-go area. Like, I can't let you touch my stuff, and I can't give you my stuff. So don't even ask me, don't even touch my stuff. That is it. I'm very, 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 very particular with my stuff.
And
another thing,
it's just what you don't like.
Exactly.
And it should be respected.
Exactly. Another thing in Ariwa, another thing that is a big problem, is people like talking about other people. Like, you have friends and people think you can bond over Gulma. So when they start talking about another person and you feel like you don't want to talk about this person, just be like, I'm not interested in this topic. I don't want to talk about this. I was talking with my friend a few days ago and we were just casually talking, and he brought up this conversation about this other person, and I just said to him, I'm not interested in this topic. I don't want to talk about this. And that was it. That was it. We stopped talking
really
about it. And
that's really nothing personal, like, because like, just what they say, wallahi, at the end of the day, but you look at your friends, like, look at your surrounding. It's either people that will take you to hellfire at the end of the day or take you to Jannah.
You are the average of the 5 people you surround yourself with.
What people, most times when they tell you things like about this whole Jannah and hellfire thing, and you're just like, oh my god, let me look at my friends. Look at yourself too, because guess what? You're also a friend to that person. So you should be able to stop some things, because at the end of the day, you can also be a problem for your circle. So it's also, you have to like look within and then look at your friend.
No, most times people don't look within. They just blame others. Like, let's tackle our problems. Like I said, I know what my problem is in friendship. I don't mostly pay attention and I'm mostly unavailable, but I'm trying to work through that. It's just that I have a family and I have things that I'm working towards, which my friends absolutely understand. But most people, they won't even accept that. They'll be like, I'm perfect. This person is not being there for me. I'm a perfect person. I don't do this. I don't do that. But they do this and it, like, chill.
Like, it's more complex than this. I think if we keep talking about this whole friendship thing, we'll never stop speaking on it. Yeah. But it was so, so nice having talking. I think that's all I have for you today, honestly. And it was nice having you here and speaking about this whole thing. Thank you very much for being available. I know you had a very long
day. Oh my God, I'm so hungry.
Thank you. I think that's all. For your social media handles, I would attach them into the description of this episode, inshallah. And thank you so much, Umita.
Thank you for having me. Bye, guys.